back in July, the community of Six Nations experienced a very sad event when the OSTTC Longhouse was consumed by flames. The attraction was opened back in 2018 and was built to promote ecotourism and share knowledge with visitors about Six Nations culture. Grand River Employment and Training, who oversee the Longhouse, have committed to rebuilding it and have set up the We Will Build Again Fund. And anybody interested in donating to this cause can head to CanadaHelps.org and find the campaign there, as well as follow GRAY or OSTTC on their social media for more details. But here to talk to me about the Longhouse fire and the rebuilding fund being underway is Aaron Montour, CEO of Business Opportunities for Grand River Employment and Training. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Aaron.
Oh, thank you for the invitation.
I wanted to start by asking if you could tell me a little bit about the Longhouse and its backstory, why it was created, and just what it was used for before the fire in July happened.
Yes. So the Longhouse was a vision from our board, and this started back, the planning began in October of 2016. And what we were looking at was we wanted to create something so that visitors and community would have a space where they can learn, interact, and engage with each other, and also learn about our culture and about past ceremonies. So what we wanted to do, too, was integrate the services that we have here available at GREDI. So we have employment and training initiatives. We have students. We work with clients. We work with employers. So we also wanted to provide a comprehensive overview of the Haudenosaunee culture and history from the beginning to contemporary times. And it also was a cultural learning space to reconnect with our history and to strengthen our social identity.
And so with the Longhouse not being available anymore at this moment, how has that impacted operations for GRAY and OSTTC on a daily basis, I guess?
So what we've had to do is be a bit more creative. We're still offering these types of workshops for students and clients when it comes to the history and the teachings. But what we're looking at is we're just doing it in a different space. So we've been utilizing just, you know, outdoor spaces. And we have a lot of partnerships with Six Nations Tourism and like the Woodland Cultural Center. So with those partnerships, it allows us to access their spaces to do the learning. But no, we're still able to provide the types of training that we've had. And we have a virtual tour that we're just about ready to launch, which was in partnership with one of our visitors that came in, and he wanted to donate and create a 3D model of the Longhouse. So we'll be able to do things like that moving forward. But temporarily, we're just doing things in other spaces at this time.
And could you give me some of the thoughts that were going on amongst staff and maybe community members when the news of the fire first got out?
So actually, when the fire did come out, I was attending Grand River Employment and Training's employer event. So when I received the call, I think I was in shock for a bit, and I came back to the site immediately. But my phone was going off the hook, like it was ringing like crazy. Some of the calls I received was, you know, from our chief, Mark Hill. He actually met me on site. He was very supportive and encouraging. I received numerous phone calls within the community from a lot of our community agencies, just asking what they could do to help, even our local employers and some external employers that we work with were contacting me. And it was really nice because we received a lot of phone calls within the ministries, whether it be, you know, training colleges and universities or the Ministry of Labor. They just all reached out and, you know, were asking what they could do to help and providing a lot of words of encouragement and right away saying, you know, you need to rebuild again. Like that wasn't even a question for them. They just said, you have to start the planning phase, Aaron, and you need to get this going because they've seen the importance of what the Longhouse brought. It wasn't just a structure, but everything that it had to offer in regards to services and programming. And it was just a great space to be at. I mean, you really had to visit the longhouse to be able to understand the feeling of when you were in it. Like, it actually took you back to those times. And it was just a great space.
That's awesome that that all the support was there after. Was Great or Six Nations Fire Department able to find the cause of what started the fire?
So still at this time, we're waiting for our official report from this Six Nations Fire. They've ruled out vandalism, so they're looking at it that it was an accident. But we were just happy that no staff, no visitors, and nobody in the community was harmed at all. That was our number one priority. And we can move on from this. That's what we're looking at. And that's when we started this new fundraiser.
And you touched on the fundraiser right there. Anybody can go to CanadaHelps.org and donate if they wish to. And you may have answered this earlier, but so the plan was to rebuild the longhouse right away. It was a formality pretty much once the news of the fire got out.
Yeah, we had to have a quick meeting with the board, with Grand River Employment and Training Inc., the board members, just to see if that was, you know, if they were under the same thinking as I was. But immediately, like, even when I talked to staff about it, I was trying to keep the spirits high. And, you know, I understand we were grieving, but I just said, you know, this is an opportunity for us. We can rebuild again. And I really felt encouraged from all the phone calls. So I'm like, okay, this is, I don't like to say this was meant to happen, but I try to look at things happen for a reason, and we learn from this, and we can make the longhouse, you know, look at what we can do differently, how to make the services better. And it just even drew a lot of attention. I mean, we even had tourism from Oxford County contact us, and we haven't even worked with Oxford County before, but they read the story and it really struck interest with them. So I think now we're going to be building, you know, bigger relationships with even those off reserve.
And in terms of the fund, how has it been going? On the website, it says just over $9,500 have been raised. I know you guys have been selling longhouse brochure books, where the proceeds go right back into the fund as well.
Yes.
So just how are things?
So far we're a little over 15,000 in fundraising efforts. We have a bunch of proposals also that we've been working on to send out to different ministries. And we've had a lot of in-kind donations, whether it be services. Like I mentioned, we had a visitor come and create like a 3D model for our virtual tours. We've had production companies donate their time to do our social media, create small video clips. We've had media sponsors in regards to creating our brochures. So there's been a lot of outpour in regards to the support, and it's not always monetary, but it's into services that they can provide us, and we are more than welcome to accept anything.
And are there any events or fundraising that you guys are planning on doing in the coming months to help with funds as well?
So what we're looking at is we're hitting a lot of community events. So I know that Six Nations Economic Development Corp have their October 1st event coming on at the Chiefswood Park. So we're attending there. We're still kind of working on a platform on how we're going to do this, just because we don't have a lot of additional staff just for event planning. So we were at Six Nations Fall Fair. We're going to attend the October 1st event. And Gretty had hosted their night market. So we're doing things like that. We have longhouse booklets. We have longhouse t-shirts. So you'll be seeing more things go on social media as, you know, weeks go on with more events that'll be available.
And do you believe that the goal, which is $1 million for this fund, will that be reached by the end of the campaign?
I am hoping so. And by looks of it, I definitely think that's possible. Yes.
And just getting back to the longhouse a bit, I know back in 2018, when it was originally built, it was built by local contractors that were in charge of the entire process. Will that be the plan for the new longhouse as well?
Oh, definitely. Yep. We're looking at local tradesmen. Actually, the tradesmen that built the longhouse the first time, we've already been in contact, or they've contacted us, and we actually received... I'm meeting on Friday with a local Montessori group that want to volunteer their time as well to build the longhouse with our local tradesmen. So we're looking at how we can make this into like a really good relationship moving forward.
And looking ahead a little bit in the long term, when do you plan on having construction for the new longhouse begin?
So we're actually just working with Two Row Architect, the local architectural firm here on Six Nations. We've already started drafting the plan, ordering. We already know the ordering of our supplies because they're specialized supplies. As soon as, I guess, we get the green light and we have the funding available, we're ready to start because we've already had the site excavated and cleaned from the debris. So the site's ready. It's just now us getting our ducks in order to get ready to start.
And just lastly, before I get you out of here, for anybody looking to donate to the We Will Build Again Fund, where can they find that information at?
So right now we have flyers posted all around the community. We have bulletin boards. A lot of it is on our social media. So if you go to the Ongwahoe Skills and Trades Training Center, you'll see that there's a special page for the fund. And also with the OSTTC Longhouse, we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, so you can check all of those. And we've also ran some ads in our local newspaper as well.
All right, Erin, I want to thank you again for doing this. Best of luck with the campaign. And I'm sure the message is the same throughout the reserve, but I hope it's a very successful one. And hopefully we can get the campaign's goal reached and get the building process of a new OSTTC Longhouse underway.
Thank you so much.